Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Before I even get to first things first, a lot has happened over the last 24 hours. First thing that I want to tell you about is former Minister Nalini Pandor's visa has got revoked by the U.S. They didn't give her a reason, but obviously the reason is the fact that she opened up a case against Israel, and they've been taking a very firm stance against Israel, and that's an ally of the U.S. That's the first thing. Second thing, our president, Cyril Ramaphosa Matamela, spoke yesterday about how the U.S. was now going to partake in the G20. No, the White House press secretary, she said, and I quote, "He's running his mouth." The utmost disrespect. But again, Nati, by the way, we disrespect Trump all the time. So she was like, no, that's not going to happen. All that's going to happen is some people from Pretoria, I think some ambassadors are going to come and receive the G20. Because obviously we need to hand over when we're done. Because we're the host nation. The next host nation will be the U.S. So yeah, those are just some of the things that are happening. None of these are first things first, though. So you don't have to opine on them unless you feel really pressed. But then, you know, we've got the open line. In the second hour, you can do it there.
First things first.
Today, I want to speak about perjury. Perjury is lying under oath. It's against the law. And you should actually go to jail when you commit perjury. So, one Brown Mokgotsi has been in the Madlanga Commission. And he handed over an affidavit. An affidavit, by the way, is a written sworn statement. If you've ever written an affidavit, it starts off by saying, "I, Julia Joseph, 21-year-old major woman, blah, 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 state under oath that everything I've written here is true, blah, blah, blah." And then you go on to say, "I'm wearing a black dress today." If you say this while wearing a white dress, you're going to jail, right? But now, in all seriousness, there's a couple of things I want us to discuss. One, our jails in South Africa are already very full. Should somebody really go to jail for lies? But secondly, this dude committed perjury in front of the whole nation. So sometimes you got to make an example of a person like that. Because if we don't enforce, then everybody's going to look at it and go, "Ah, guys, I guess it's perjury." Just like keeping dollars under the couch now. Because we heard, you can keep the dollars under the couch. So now, I'm joking. Don't try to rob me. So here we are. On the one hand, you've got to balance whether or not you've got to enforce the law. Because it is the law. There's no two ways about it. On the other hand, you got to look at it and go, "Ah, guys, these are petty lies, man. We found out anyway that he was lying. Who does it hurt?" Mali, I'll start with you. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, if you have confirmed to us and you've told us that you are lying under oath, I think then you should let the law take its course. I mean, it also reminds me of the fact that the former public protector, Busisiwe Mkhwebane, she has a case before the courts, and it's for perjury. So we should take perjury seriously, because we can't let people just write sworn affidavits and, they run their mouth and then, we don't take it seriously. It's a serious matter.
I mean, so there's another thing in South Africa where the law gets enforced based on who you are and whether people like you or not. Because, generally, the current administration does not favor her, right? I don't know exactly where he stands in the current administration. For me, he seems like a non-entity, but you never know.
Yeah, but if it's Brown, okay, I'm not defending Brown, ne?
Yeah.
Disclaimer. There are a number of people, witnesses, that have been, lying and going back on their words under oath as well. This is especially at the Madlanga Commission, ad hoc committee. I mean, we've heard, I can now forgot the name, who said that there is no intelligence in South Africa. And they questioned him, the MPs, this is. And then he was like, "Okay, no. I take back my work." But I'm just making the point.
But that's not a lie. That's an opinion.
I know. But I'm just making the point that,
like, I could say, for example, "Caesar World sucks." It's an opinion.
It's an opinion, right.
And I'd be lying.
However,
the Caesar World is...
I can't deal with this guy. There have been a number of them that have lied under oath. Didn't De Haas also lie about qualifications also under oath?
She didn't lie, Geloyo.
Are you defending her? All I'm saying is...
Why would I defend her?
If it's going to be Brown, many of them, they must all be charged with perjury. That's all I'm saying, that it's not just one person. Especially at those commissions. That's my submission.
I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
However old he is, because he doesn't know how old he is, 1977, 1979.
Yeah.
However, that age, he must just spend that amount of days in jail. Just a little bit.
That
just
is funny.
That's all I have to say to this.
By the way, that's Oramile. So Paul's not around today. So she's standing in for Paul. Yay, I don't know what's supposed to happen. Maybe you must tell us, as a citizens of Seize the World, how do you think this matter of Brown Mokhosi should be handled?
Yes, Seize the World. Pressure, ne? Ah, Mokhosi was with me long in the evening. As long as the evening. Like, I share and ask Boza, we told you that one of us was a good commission money. What was our mom? I'm told I got a good man, but we made a fashion. Who sends it to people? Where's the come among me? I didn't see it. It's the heat of pet. Oh, a woman money out of the Tarabo.
So I'm flying in Bella, as people say.
Unfortunately, Brian Mokhosi, this thing he has taken from his old, from the father himself, Cyril Matamela Maphosa. That guy always lie under the oath. I don't know the dollars. I don't know everything lying under the oath. So unfortunately, if Matamela cannot be arrested, how should we arrest Brian Mokhosi? This can't be the drama.
The problem is you have never caught Matamela in a lie. You just assuming he's lying. Show us the evidence that he's lying. Then we can talk.
Hey, lento ka Brown Mokhosi, awu bafowethu. Ne, u Brown akenzwe example ngaye for perjury like you're saying. But also I'd like the commissioners uthi nje kancane nje or the evidence leader kancane nje akabuzwe ne-contribution yakhe towards CR17 campaign. Ngifuna nje ukuzwa ukuthi uthini lapho, because bamlimitha only to these things, but we've heard so much about the guy, so if they can stretch the topic a bit.
No, but they can't, right? Because that's beyond the scope. Angithi, when you form a commission or an inquiry, there's a scope of things that you need to inquire about. So I can't go beyond the scope. If Juliet Joseph and I are discussing her black dress, now, Mina, I want to start discussing things about her hairstyle. That's beyond the scope. It cannot be hairstyle.
Two things that in South Africa are not taken seriously. Perjury and contempt of court. Abena lezinto lezi zithu ze problem. And the sad part is when you know for a fact ukuthi the lawmakers ba like South Africa most of the time yibo aba ekungothi ba contravene these two things. And as and in this case I would like to mention abantu about two, uMalema no Babu Zuma. These two people are actually guilty of this crime. And ngicela ukuthi please see begging enye into lento le I problem is serious. We need somebody to actually set precedents when it comes to these two things.
Uzuma ndlala ngaye. Uzuma phela wahlale jele, wabhala streets for contempt of court. So please, ngabe nifuna nenye. He literally spent days in prison. I don't know how many days it was. How many days was it, Juliet?
Was it not like a week?
It was like, no, it was longer than that.
Three
I think it was like 90 days or something like that. Yeah. I can't remember. But he served time.
Maybe Ndabaga Brian, they can look at it, or maybe there's a loophole of some sort because of the in and unbinding sitting. So maybe there's an advantage of some sort that they are aware of, and then he can say whatever that he wants to say just to complicate the scenarios and making it difficult for the commission to decide on the legal route. And also, as Umbali says, Umkhono has also lied. He submitted a statement, came back and say, I retract something about Ucele after Ucele mentioned. So it was a counter. It wasn't that he thought of it before. So
here's the thing about perjury. I say, if you swear, doesn't matter if you swore in the toilet, if you swear and then you lie under that oath, I get baba, that's perjury, clean. It's just as simple as that. Ziyakhalela. Umkhwanazi will say he made a mistake. He'll say, I didn't lie, I made a mistake. That's what he said. He said he was led to believe based on the evidence.
It's the admission, basically.
And then once he got new evidence, then he came back and he corrected that mistake. So there's going to be a difference there. Lomunyu Kamamang, he even said, I lied. You sure
that
yena?
That was his, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so there's nothing else that can be done. And it doesn't matter, for example, where, as long as you lied under oath, where you did it is irrelevant.
Oh, yeah, by the way, 15 months. I just quickly Googled it.
15 months?
He was sentenced for 15 months, but...
He didn't serve 15 months. Yeah, he didn't serve. Yeah. Is that what I'm asking? Let's try something 90 days or whatever. Okay.
Hey, Sizwe, lo Brown fana aboshwe. Bambo before this lies. Umuntu tujulenge one bullet worth 11 bullets on the car. Ay, ungazazi ukuthi uzalwe nini. They must arrest him, but I think if I ponse le kude le, at least we can have a break from his lies for at least 5 years.
That's funny.
Kanti Sizwe bengaphumanga I warranty of arrest for Brown Mogotsi before even stage le ngale assassination yakhe. Futhi by the way, nale chef le yabaduli la before Flores iyamfanela futhi nje. Ukuba be such a liar of a person. Bela bosho nje.
Ay bo. No, I don't think there was a warrant of arrest for Brown. I know that cops were looking for Brown because he was obviously a key person in this investigation of theirs. Then they even went to search for Miakumbula Bay Northwest.
It was all over.
Yeah. So they I think they went to go search his premises or La Isla La Corona. But it wasn't a warrant of arrest. But even food and jingle, you see.
Brown Mogotsi has applied to be a case study of perjury. An example needs to be made out of him. Nje agahambe aboshwe ayohlala le ejele for perjury, because you can't lie under oath. And you're thinking ukuthi the courts, you know, the advocates, they're just there, nje, you know, bayadlala wena, you're just there to have fun. Like, you know, and for someone who said when he has his turn at the commission, Guyo Kalama daughter, come on, what a mumish of the year. A mumish of the year. Ay, made a fool of himself.
Yeah, some he means Lendo Dezo Kalu Yen. You see? You never know.
Yes, he's with you.
Guys,
in Kala Bambegeli Moto, Maratta, Lento Yake, who's check with the Zamakaya, Bambegeli Moto, Esther Fanten, Esther Fanten, Petroki, too, and I check at Zevich, Ustiv Zeva, Esther Fanten, counterfine by a checker. We are no Macoco. I counterfine by a checker, guys, in I got.
I am a coco again.
Happy Friday. Our friend Mohoti knows good. Mama and Bayam Bob, with these lies that are so very, very, those are like clean lies. Who's gonna go out there and go and implicate a lot of people with president to know he can lie under oath. Ban can lie. Hey, why must I be the first person? Hey, ban an information and intelligence. So I don't think it's gonna work anyway, because he knows he's got covers anyway. So yeah, but I for me next because I
God, what do you expect from umuntu oshoye ngokwakho ukuthi I don't even have matric. Ni expect ukuthi akhulume in ebadlile. That man is a pathological liar. Usegazini. Yeni bantu sicela boshwe ezini yesterday. Hayibo, dlaliwe ngathi goli. Wow.
Ushilo kodwa ngempela zanala ngishishume.
You know, I honestly feel Brown Mogotsi was ready to sing, but they got to him before he went to the commission. They must have threatened him, because all these lies, it's like he looked like a fool. But I think they got to him. Guy was holding the press conferences, the interview, saying he's going to sing. He was ready to sing. I think they threatened him. Paul Lebomang, Lebomang, what are you wearing? Scap up.
Mafeto, ilula le. Yabona unkumuntu bafethu oqamba amanga under oath kwile commission mfethu ngoba vese baningi bonke abafine mfethu imali nakhona serious yabo ukuze mfethu sobuyisa le mali lethi ispendayo kuyo le commission yabo ngoba nabo misdirection, you're wasting taxpayer money, time is money bafethu ashayeni la kubhlungu khona ephaketheni yabo. I mean, that's what I think. Because going on bail, like, we must do something. Because man, if it's not in the loot, if it's a loot, so say no more, but if it's a hamba, you can essay, la pan, if it's a fit, but it's not a man.
Oh, boy. The problem with the fine, which is many things are going to be in the world. You're not going to be in, then what are you going to do?
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.